This is Amy Holmes, and you're listening to The Takeaway.
And I'm John Huckabee. We began this hour talking about Islamist allegations in North Carolina. Well, there is serious sort of jihadist fighting going on in Nigeria this morning. Fresh fighting. Africa's most populous nation. 3 days of violence across a swath of northern Nigeria has left at least 100 people dead in one of the most important oil-producing countries in the world. But an intriguing part of this story is that the government is fighting an Islamist group that some reports say have called themselves the Taliban. Joining us from Bush House in London, where our partners, the BBC, live most of the time, Richard Hamilton, BBC reporter specializing in Africa, joins us. Richard, thanks for being a part of the program.
It's a pleasure.
Now, Nigeria is important, we hear, for its oil production, but this is a very important story in a mostly Islamic country. First of all, how do you gauge the significance of the referencing the Taliban suddenly in this brutal fighting?
Well, they call themselves the Taliban, and they also used to set up a base in a neighboring state, which they called Afghanistan. But there are actually no connections between the Taliban in Afghanistan and this fringe sect in Nigeria, which people don't think has that much support even amongst mainstream Muslims in Nigeria. But having said that, there's a huge impact. And as you say, more than 100 people, possibly more than 150 people have died. One reporter saw between 80 and 100 bodies piled up outside a local police station. So it's very violent.
In a town called Maiduguri, there's a siege going on. I'm wondering what the challenges are for the Nigerian military that's attempting to control this situation.
They're under fire from this Islamist group called Boko Haram, and they're trying to seize the buildings which the sect has used as a base. And they're having trouble because they started trying to seize the base yesterday, and it's they're still at it, and they're still under fire from the Islamists, so they're putting up a lot of resistance.
So, Richard Hamilton from the BBC, we're certainly aware of ethnic tensions in Nigeria going back several generations, but I'm wondering if it's new for it to be a religious cleavage like this.
Yes, you're right. There has been a history of inter-ethnic clashes, and there have also been flashpoints between Christians and Muslims in northern Nigeria. Nigeria is basically divided between a Christian south and a Muslim north, as are many countries in Africa, in North Africa and the Sahara. And that's the problem. And in the past, there have been attacks on churches by Muslims. But this particular sect is not connected with any of those previous clashes between different ethnic groups. And as I say, it doesn't seem to have widespread support. It is regarded as a bit of a fringe group.
Right. Finally, for those who watch Nigerian unrest as a gauge to the oil price or oil trading, this appears to be well to the north and not having any connection with the persistent conflicts in the oil fields themselves.
That's right. The oil fields are down in the south, in the delta. And although there have been a lot of problems, as you say, with hijackings of oil workers and foreign nationals, up in the north is a completely separate country. There's more than 30 different states in Nigeria, and they speak a different language, and it's hundreds of miles away from the delta problems.
Well, the complete story there from Richard Hamilton, BBC reporter specializing in Africa, geographically and politically, unrest in Nigeria that's taken at least 140 lives in the north of the country, far away from the oil-producing south. Thank you, Richard.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.